When you say prepared for the future, your best information is that this is our future, at least for a number of years.
This is our future. And if we don't modernize our infrastructure and create climate adapted cities and revise our building codes, it's going to get worse and it's going to get more uninhabitable. So it's bad now, but again, if we don't prepare and if we don't invest, particularly in the most vulnerable communities, because they experience the pollution burden, they experience existing health conditions like kidney disease, diabetes, asthma, and the combination makes it worse for those vulnerable communities. So when we're thinking about these infrastructure investments, we definitely need to prioritize the most vulnerable areas to ensure that we prevent those preventable hospitalizations and deaths.
When you say infrastructure investment, what does that mean? What do you want to spend money on?
Well, we want to modernize our infrastructure to be climate adapted. And that means to create cool surfaces and cool roofs, to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions of our buildings and our infrastructure so that we reduce what's called the urban heat island. When you have too much concrete, not enough trees and vegetation in open space, you stagnate the heat and the pollution and the smoke. Almost every major city, I would say every major city has this issue. Rural areas have it much less. We need more equitable shade trees in Los Angeles.